morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Eunice from Pennsylvania.
Candace, hi. I cannot believe I was using the wrong code to get in, and I'm hearing music, and I thought, what's going on here? And then I thought, well, let's look at the numbers again, and then I have another code. Okay. How are you, Janice?
Eunice.
Eunice.
I'm doing...
What part of Pennsylvania are you?
Western Pennsylvania, over towards Ohio.
So are you getting snow?
Yeah.
Good. We are, too. We're supposed to have, like, almost a foot today.
Oh, no, just a little bit.
Oh, well, we have the wonderful Lake Erie effect.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any major snowstorms yet this year.
It's been a really mild winter for everybody.
Yeah.
Are you on lifestyle or body balance?
I use the body balance.
Uh-huh. How's it going for you?
Oh, well,
I'm sorry, before you start, I just want to introduce myself. This is Nancy, and Monty asked me to do his call today because he is en route somewhere. And so anyone who is expecting Monty, I'm sorry, but here I am. Go ahead, Eunice. You were saying the body balance. How's it going?
Yeah, I started the body balance, and I was just drinking it for convenience and for breakfast, and then when I was on the fly, I would drink it. But after the holidays, I got on the scales and said, oh, my gosh. So far, I've knocked off 12 pounds in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And
that's then, huge.
Yeah, and then the last, and I'm not heavy. I mean, I'm just, you know, 5'8" and 145 pounds now.
Oh, my.
But I still want to knock off 5 more pounds.
Wow.
And
what was the scale showing additional after the holidays?
Oh, my. It was 156.
So you had added how many pounds?
I was carrying around 150 for the past year, and I kept saying, I want to lose this. I want to lose this.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it just wasn't helping. And then the holidays, I inched up to 152, and then I went up to 155, and then 156 or 157. I said, that is it. I'm putting on the brakes.
Good for you, because, it's amazing how that just all of a sudden it's there.
Well, yeah, and when I was a child, my mother always said, don't let yourself go over 150 pounds. And so that's always been I've never gone over 100. I usually would keep my weight at 148.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, now I'm 54 years old, and it's like, well, okay, you know, other 54-year-olds look a little plump. I guess it's okay if I, you know. I'm still wearing the same size clothes I wore in high school. They must have hung on me.
How many people can say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're doing great. Do you plan on moving from body balance into the lifestyle program? You thought, what are you going to do when you're where you want to be?
I've always watched what I ate anyhow, and even last weekend was my 24-year-old son's birthday. He's still at home. He's getting married in June. So I bought a half a cake at Giant Eagle.
That was good.
And he's telling everybody, my mother only bought me a half a cake. But you know what? It's still sitting here.
It doesn't call you.
Well, last night I had a piece.
Okay.
A little sliver, you know.
So you're more aware now, anyway.
Yeah, and so, well, the Christmas cookies went in the garbage.
Wow, good for you.
And there was something else here. Oh, I had made raisin pie, and there was one piece left, and I trashed it anyhow.
Wow.
And there was pumpkin pie here from, you know, and when I decided I was losing weight, that went in the trash, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I shared this one other day. I said, I figure... if I throw it in the garbage, it's going to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And if I eat it, it's going to my waste. Either way you look at it, it's going to waste.
That's true. Good way of putting it.
So.
Great.
I mean.
Crazy people.
No, it's not crazy.
Who else is on the call?
Good morning, Nancy. This is Onita.
Good morning. We missed you. How have you been?
Okay. I've missed you guys, too.
Are you in deep storming out there still?
Huh?
Are you still getting big storms?
No, we haven't had too much here. We had a little bit of snow, but not like they did west further, so...
Okay.
West and east of us. We kind of missed it here in the middle. We had some ice, but not like they did other places. My husband says about an inch.
On the ground.
That's great.
Not on the trees, so...
And how are you doing with lifestyle?
Well, I'm back into tax season, so...
I know. You need to take your water with you.
I know. I do. In fact, I took a whole jug in, so I've got it, because they put in a system. It looks like the base that we would use for the hot and cold, but it doesn't have a tank on top. It just filters directly from the line. So I asked the guy if it was reverse osmosis or something. He said, no, it was just filtered.
Oh.
Great. So, I'm still taking my jug in.
Good for you. Good for you. Who else do we have?
Hi, this is Sherry Martin.
Sherry, where are you?
Hi. I'm in Yakima, Washington.
How are you?
I'm good.
And how is, are you on lifestyle or body balance?
Well, I'm doing both.
Okay.
Actually, so I got a 9 yesterday. I went to take my walk, and I looked at the clock, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I got to get back to the meeting. The meeting was going to start, and I wasn't going to have time, so I missed my walk yesterday.
Oh.
So.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm really glad to be back on the lifestyle and on the calls. They have been such a big help.
Isn't it wonderful to have something to get back onto?
Yep.
I know that when I travel, it's just something to look forward to, because when I get home, I'm right back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not a challenge when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
No other diet was ever like that. Once you do, the first time I did a diet was always the easiest, and I could never do it again with success. So, you know, this is an amazing program because of that.
Yes, that's right.
How long have you been on the program, Sherry?
Just a couple of weeks. Well, just this is going into my second week now.
Okay.
And but I was on it when it first started back down in was that 2002, and I had shed 60 pounds back then.
Wow.
And I loved the way, you know, I loved balancing and actually I got the best blood work report. I got the best life insurance rate you could get because of the blood work after I'd been on the lifestyle for about a year. And then I still balanced, but you know, I thought, well, I know now, and I don't probably need to be on the calls all the time. I got busy in the morning, and I thought I don't probably need the calls. And so I stopped the calls, and I still, you know, pretty much balanced in my head, I thought, but I wasn't real careful, real exact. And all of a sudden I realized, you know, I have gone up 40 of those 60. And I had said I would never, ever do that. And I thought, okay, I've got to get back on these calls.
Mm-hmm.
And it has made a huge difference. At Christmas, I had such sugar cravings and, you know, and even before that, but especially Christmas, it would hit big time. And it was amazing to me. I started journaling. I got on these calls. And it's like, zoop, right back in balance. Where'd the sugar cravings go?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's amazing. We said this earlier in the call. All of a sudden, the scale is not where it was supposed to be anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, how did that happen?
Uh-huh.
Even though you weigh yourself every day and you keep moving it to the right, it's like, oh, wow, another 10 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So not this easy to get it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this week has been good. I've actually down 5 inches and 3 pounds.
You know what? Anybody who has heard me on the calls, and I have been doing this for over 4.5 years, it took me a while to realize this, but the scale is just a number. And measurements are so much more important because, you know, when you get on that scale, you don't know how full or empty your bowel is. You don't know whether you're retaining water. Muscle actually weighs more than fat. And when I say this to my son, Mom, a pound of muscle is the same as a pound of fat. But you guys know what I mean. It's more dense, so it's going to weigh more and take up less space. So that your measurements are so much more important than the scale.
Yeah.
I try very hard. So my husband says, why do you weigh yourself every day? It's just a mark.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another thing to watch what you're doing. But and I proved it this week because earlier in the week, I was up almost 4 pounds from where I was this morning. And I doubt that I've really shed 4 pounds of fat this week. And that was Monday until Friday. So, you know, I think that a lot of things go into the scale. And it also, how you feel, you know, between the measurements and how you feel, those to me are the two primary reasons to continue to do this. Who else do we have on the call? I've heard some more beeps.
Good morning, this is Steve.
Morning, Steve. We've missed you, too. Where have you been?
I'm actually working shift so I can start recording the calls and have to leave. Or sometimes I even have to start recording the calls an hour early and leave.
Oh, my.
So,
how are you doing with lifestyle?
Well, you know, since we got over the holidays and I got back on the program, we're back in the saddle again.
Good.
Holidays were not good to me. So, I'm back in the saddle and excited.
But you were probably more aware of, you know, sometimes we are too hard on ourselves because we're so aware of what we're eating that a year ago it would have been nothing. But this year, you know, even if you ate one cookie, it's like, whoops, not supposed to do that. Just
yeah.
By being aware of what we're doing, we sometimes feel like we're going totally out of sync, when in reality we're just a little bit deviating.
It's been a fun thing.
It's interesting to watch.
It's very interesting to watch your body.
Yep.
To me, I mean, it's just totally interesting to watch what your body does, how it reacts to things. It's just to me, it's just absolutely amazing. And you know, I honestly used to think that wheat was the culprit. For me on what would make me go so lethargic. And possibly it is, but I think it was more of a carb overload than it was a wheat thing.
The wrong carbs,
yeah.
Including wheat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting to learn these things.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much more aware we are.
Yes.
Anybody want to report points besides Sherry?
Susan, I had an 8.
Hi, Susan.
And I want to talk to you about Christmas. You won't believe it. Well, first off, you know, I have to keep my head in line with the food program, the lifestyle program. So, you know, if I eat just a little bit more than my blocks, I get a headache.
Wow.
Yeah. Right away, instantly, I get a headache.
Did you used to get headaches?
No.
Huh.
Yeah. So that means I can't eat more. I can't eat much more. So you know that I lost a pound over Christmas?
Good for you.
Now, are these headaches whether you eat a block of any of the three or more one over the other?
No. In my allotment, if I have my protein and my fat and my carbohydrates, my meal, if I have more... I mean, if I have more than my meal, I don't know what one it is that's giving me the headache.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
No, I don't know. Maybe I should try to track it or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you got rid of a pound during Christmas. Isn't that super?
I know.
Yeah.
You know? And then after that, like, as of like the second, I lost 2 more pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just,
You're on a roll.
I'm on a roll, yeah.
That's great.
So, you know what? I'll always be able to stick to the lifestyle program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I have to do it.
Well, you know how much better you feel.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
And the payoffs have been so, I always think miraculous because, you know.
Were your measurements down pretty well for the holiday also?
I didn't measure them. But you
know
what? I'm getting ready
measurements
because... I look so much better now. I think I went from like, what did I go from? 157, I'm like 138 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you never took your measurements?
In the beginning I did.
But you ought to take them and see. You'll be shocked.
Boy, that would be good. I know my clothes.
Yeah,
I look so
I do
better.
It once a week. Monday morning is, no, Sunday, I switch it to Sunday because of the call. Sunday morning, first thing I do is take my measurements from my neck down to my ankles.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Even your ankles, huh?
I do. Well, I have a chart. I think it was a Weight Watchers chart from like 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I just track it. I have measurements on there, not every week like I do now, but from the 70s. And it was very interesting when I first started lifestyle. my size, once I started getting rid of fat, my size were actually 2 inches less, and I weighed more than I did on Weight Watchers.
Wow.
I had to attribute that to the cardio strides and the balance of the food.
Uh-huh. Huh.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have points to report? Quiet group with that. Good, okay. I had, and I was reading in our paper from Sunday, an article, and I just want to read you guys something about, it talked about the health of the United States and how, and maybe you guys get the Parade magazine, I don't know. It's in our Sunday paper. But the United States spends more money per person on health care than any other country, and a greater percentage of our gross domestic product goes to health care. And they ask, are we getting our money's worth? 43 countries have more doctors per capita than we do. 49 have more hospital beds. I don't know if that's good or bad. 33 nations, including Cuba, have a lower infant death rate than the U.S.
Wow.
28 have a lower maternal death rate. We're 30th in life expectancy for women and 28th for men. I mean, it's like an oxymoron here. The U.S. position has steadily declined over the last 20 years. The next paragraph is really good. The U.S. used to be first in life expectancy for women who already had reached the age of 65. Now we're 20th. Part of the problem is we consume more calories per capita than the citizens of any other nation, and we lead the world in the prevalence of obesity. Isn't that wonderful?
Hey, Nancy, can you send me a copy of that? If you can't, that's okay.
Of just that part? The magazine article says that America's still number one, and it goes on into military, economy, trade, but this health one. Yeah, I can.
The health one.
You know what? Would you email me your address, and I'll drop it in the mail to you?
Sure.
Okay? Thanks. I just thought that was really kind of hits everything, doesn't it?
What paper was that in?
It's in the Parade magazine from Sunday that comes in our newspaper.
Oh, okay. Thank
you.
Does
that come in your newspaper?
Yes.
Okay, it says where America leads the world. It's the second page of that article where they talked about health.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is this Mary Lou?
No, this is Edith. I just got on.
Oh, Edith, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you?
I'm in Maryland.
Oh, okay. And how are you? Are you on lifestyle or body balance?
Well, I'm trying to do, I'm doing the body balance but trying to get into the lifestyle.
Good. And how's it going for you?
Was going real good, and then I've had a sidetrack, and I'm trying to get back on it.
Okay. Anything we can help you with?
Well, that's why I tuned in on this call. I thought maybe I'd pick up some help.
Any questions that have come up that... Oh, there goes a deer. There goes another one. It is snowing horizontally here, and the deer are running, I guess, for protection. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just started to say, I had been on the body balance, and then I started learning the lifestyle and was doing that. Then I've been away with the holidays and vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm trying to figure out, do I do the cleanse first before I do the again, like the week?
You mean instead of starting on either body balance or lifestyle?
No, instead of the... doing the body balance, would I do the cleanse a week before I do the body balance?
I have not heard people doing that.
Okay, I'm asking. That's why I was trying to get clarified.
I can't imagine why you couldn't start them all at once.
All right, that's what I wanted to know. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
I have not heard anyone bring that up, so I'm not aware that was advised. Did the little booklet, where did you hear that?
I wasn't sure. That's what I was trying to clarify for myself.
Yeah. No, they should work together.
All right. That's what I needed to know.
Yeah. So you're going to start on the body balance?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, we're here to help you. You know that. Anyone have any questions that we can work on? Comments? Thoughts?
This is Mary Lou in Texas.
Good morning, Mary Lou in Texas. How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better today.
You are.
And I even did put the little mini mag on mine, so right at the top of my breastbone.
Uh-huh.
I kept that other on my stomach and all, so I believe I'm doing better, and I increased what y'all said yesterday to do.
If you give me your phone number, I will call you back after this call, because I found a book that I have that has information. Mary Lou has GERD and needs some help with getting that burning down. So, Mary Lou, give me...
Great. 325-235-2464.
325-235-2464. Okay,
yes.
I'll call you after the call.
Right.
Are you doing lifestyle or body balance, or just kind of sliding right now until you get this under control?
I was doing both, and I'm kind of just doing this until I get it under control.
Yeah, okay.
Are you doing the digestion?
I hadn't been, but I started it yesterday.
I found that and the greenzymes with the Siaga really helped my GERD.
Okay, great. Because I do the green enzymes and the Siaga, but I increased the Siaga after yesterday.
And you take the Lacto?
I did the Siaga, the greenzymes, and the digestive.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
At the time that I started doing that, Dr. Pedersen had suggested I do the digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did help a lot.
Interestingly, my husband this morning wanted to know where I went, and I went looking for this book, and I said there's somebody on the call yesterday who has GERD, and also her esophagus is inflamed. And he said, tell her to take the digestion. I said, I told her yesterday. And he said, that's what he's using. And, you know, he's off of his meds.
Well, that's what I want to be, because I wasn't taking anything until that other procedure.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you on that.
Well, I was on Nexium, and I was able to get off of it and don't have any trouble with that combination.
Using the digestion
mm-hmm.
and the jade, because that'll balance the acid also, yeah. Yep, those
There's
are things.
There's the enzymes in the digestion that helps with when you're having the GERD, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or at
mm-hmm.
least it did me.
Mm-hmm. Good information. We talked about exercise, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and I just want to jog up some people around. Interesting. I've been having trouble with my foot for months and months now, and so I stopped walking, and I used the stationary bike. And all of a sudden this week, for some reason, I remembered that, and I think it was Pedersen who suggested when you are walking to increase your step periodically, so that you're boosting your metabolism, you know, for 20, 30 seconds, whatever it is. And so now when I'm on the bike, every 5 minutes, I take 2 30-second segments and rev up on the bike. And I'm coming off the bike sweating more than I was before, and it just seems to make a lot of sense. So, you know, it's just a reminder to everybody, when you're exercising, whatever your mode of exercise is, put it up a notch, like 2 times every 5 minutes for 30 seconds. And especially for people who are on a plateau, I think, it reminds me of a rubber band. If you keep stretching it to the same amount, it's going to stay there. If you stretch it a little bit further, you'll get better results. So just a tip that I hope I keep remembering to do on the bike. Especially when I look outside, there's no way I'd walk today anyway.
Dancing.
And also with my foot, interestingly, I have plantar fasciitis, and I've had it before, and generally when I sleep with the mag step, it goes away in a very short time. This time, for whatever reason, it didn't work, and I even had the Achilles tendon was really bothering me, so I would sleep with my... I tried the far infrared first with the mag step. Then I went from there to the elastomag with the mag step. And a couple weeks, first the wave, and then I thought, well, what about the palm? I mean, I love the palm anyway, and I just hadn't thought it. Anyway, I started using that, and all of a sudden, the past few days, there was a dramatic difference. So don't forget the things that we have that can make us feel better, guys.
May I add one other thing there?
Sure.
Use some of the cream, the CM cream.
I have tried that also.
Okay,
yep.
Along with that,
yep.
Not just instead of.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, it was just really frustrating for me because I was a walker, and anybody who knows what plantar fasciitis is the worst, and the Achilles also, the worst thing is when you get up from sitting down or lying down. So, you know, in the middle of the night when I, oh, and Onita also recommended using the Magboy on it before I got out of bed. So in the middle of the night, I'm there rubbing my Magboys before I can get out of the bed to go to the bathroom. But I've been using that also. So who knows what's working best, but I think the palm was what my foot was crying for, and I finally heard it.
I was going to say that Magboy when you get out of bed was Jerry White.
Yeah, I know. So. Yeah, and he's a physical therapist, isn't he?
He is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I keep doing that. It's right on my night table. But, you know, I hope that this continues and is gone soon, even though I may not walk soon because of the weather, but I definitely am getting tired of hurting in my foot. And I had increased my joints. I'm taking, I think, 8 a day now. So it'll be nice to be able to go down to 2 again, which is what I used to take. So any questions, any new people, this is the call for you. We're here to help you get started and stay on the program and make it as easy as we can for you. Anyone have any questions or comments?
I do have one other question.
Sure.
I have a recipe that I really like, but I don't know if it will fit in or how it fits in with the body balance.
Uh-huh.
It's very simple, and so if one of you could tell me, I would appreciate it. Yeah, it's 3 cups of all bran, 2.5 teaspoons of baking powder, rather, and 1 of the light brownie mixes, and mix that together and water. That's the other ingredient in it. It's 2.5 cups of water on the 3 cups of all bran. Let them set 5 minutes, and then you add the baking soda and baking powder and the brownie mix. That makes 24 muffins, but how would I translate that into something in the body balance program?
You really need to read your label. I would imagine the all bran is a lot of carb, right?
It's a lot of fiber, I know.
Right. You can subtract the fiber from the carb, but you really need to read your labels and see where they are as far as the numbers go, whether, you know, if it's 30 carbs, and it'll tell you on the box how much is in each, probably for the cereal, it's probably half a cup or whatever. But do your numbers. And is there a way to minimize it? And since you're saying it's a light brownie mix, also see what other ingredients are in there, and is it something that you want to put in your body? And I'm not telling you not to, but be aware of what you're doing. And run the numbers and see where you come out. It'll be interesting to hear what that pans out to be.
Okay. So I would subtract the fiber from the other carbs.
Right.
The total carbs, and then divide that by the 24?
Well, say do you have the box with you, the cereal box there?
Oh, I can get it. It's in the kitchen.
Okay.
Do you have a question about exercise?
Pardon me? While she's doing that, does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Well, Nancy, look, I got this girlfriend. She's at the gym for a year. She lost 10, she got 10 pounds of muscles, lost 2 pounds of fat, and is getting ready to have liposuction.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I gave her the block chart in the book. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, I don't know what to tell her.
Look at lipo as the easy answer.
I swear.
I remember years ago, there was a woman on the call from the East Coast someplace who worked, I think, with a woman, Onita, you may remember this, who was afraid to start to try lifestyle because if she started to succeed, she would no longer qualify for gastric bypass.
She would no longer qualify for what?
I think you need to be 100 pounds overweight in order to qualify for gastric bypass surgery.
Oh.
She was afraid that she might get down to 98 pounds and you know, be frustrated with lifestyle and wouldn't be able to have the surgery. People look at surgery as an easy answer, and it really is scary to me. Yeah. All you can do, Susan, is be an example.
Yeah.
I mean, look how much better. And if you know, there's more and more research coming out about that it's not a piece of cake, literally.
But they do it anyway.
Of course.
Yeah. I saw in the news a couple months ago a woman lost both of her legs up to her knees from liposuction.
There's a new procedure now where instead of cutting out, they use a band. I don't know if this is... I don't know what the results are going to be. But it's amazing what people do to their bodies. And then I've seen people who do the surgery and have layers and layers of skin hanging all over, so that's even more surgery. But, you know, and Al Roker, unfortunately, is the prime example, and he's struggling with his weight right now.
I've got a friend who's short and stocky, and she had it years ago, not the liposuction, but the
bypass.
And she's gained it all back, or probably more.
Yeah. My daughter's a social worker, and she has patients who have had it twice.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah. Unless you learn through the procedure what you're doing with food and what you need to be doing with food, you can eat through it. Do we have those measurements on the brand?
Oh, yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt.
That's okay.
It's 23 grams total of carbohydrates on the all brand, but then there's 11 of fiber. So that would be 12.
Right. And how many? Is that per cup or half a cup?
That's a half cup.
All right. So you need 12. You need 3 cups, 6 of those, right?
Yes, I need 3 for the...
So that's 72 carbs. Is there any... And there must be carbs in your brownie mix.
Yes. Let's see. Just a minute here.
On the all brown, well, I was going to say on the all brown, how much of that carb is sugar, too?
Let's see.
Well, 12 carbs for half a cup isn't horrible, horrible.
It's 6 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
But sugar.
Yeah.
But isn't that part of the carbohydrates?
Yeah,
it is.
It's not the preferred carbs that we use, but, you know.
Oh, that's right, because it needs to be vegetables and fruit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want one... however often, you know that you're not making the best choice you can, but should you deprive yourself if it's something that you really enjoy, that's your choice.
Right.
Okay.
But the brownie mix has to have carbs also.
Yes, it does have. It has 24 grams in a 20th of a package.
1/20th, and so you need to figure all this out. First, I would do the whole package, multiply that times 20, and then divide it by however many brownies, and add that to the other carbs, divide that by the number of brownies, and you're going to see how much is in each muffin.
Okay.
Even if you make the mini muffins, they have the really teeny mini
muffin
pan that might even be, well, obviously it would be better for it because it's going to be less, or cut the other ones in quarters or whatever. If you're just looking for a bite, the problem with me is sometimes if I just take a bite, it wakes everything up and says, this is good, I want more. So, you know, you have to weigh what works for you, and
this didn't sound horrible, but I wasn't sure whether it was or whether it wasn't, and now you've helped me to know how to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, you've got to read your labels. You cannot, that's the first thing I look at when I pick something up at the grocery store.
Well, I wasn't sure, since I was combining different things, how you did that on the lifestyle, and that's what I was trying to figure out.
Right. Well, the big thing is the carbs and all that, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, there's probably
so it's really not a very good choice, even though it sounds okay.
Well, it's an easy recipe, but that doesn't mean it's good for us.
What I'm trying to know.
Char is the one who, are you looking for chocolate?
I like it.
Okay. Have you, We use the Balance Bars. Have you ever bought those?
Yes.
Have you ever tried to cut one up? And I think sometimes I can get 14 pieces if I try really hard.
No.
Cut whatever flavor it is you like into small pieces, slice it into small pieces, and freeze it.
Oh, no, I haven't tried that.
And when you want something sweet, just put one in your mouth and let it melt almost.
Oh,
and that
good
may,
idea.
That may take care of your urge.
It probably would.
Okay, try that.
Because I just need something
balanced. At least you're putting something in your mouth that's balanced.
Right, right. That's a good idea. No, I didn't know about that trick.
You don't have to cook anything.
That's even better.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions?
Well, Nancy, I heard, I think it was yesterday, that if you eat 3 pieces of chocolate, now they didn't tell you how big, but they said if you eat 3 pieces of chocolate a month, you will live a year longer.
Hmm. And they're talking about the good chocolate.
Yeah, they're talking about
dark chocolate, not white chocolate. There are better chocolate choices, yes. It's the cocoa.
Exactly.
It's a good antioxidant.
Huh?
It's a great antioxidant.
Exactly.
If you can stop at 3 pieces.
Exactly. And they said it has to have very little sugar. It can't have real sugar.
Almost a bitter chocolate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my son comes back at that all the time. But is he going to sit down and eat the whole bar? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're good choices. My husband and I use a new coffee. It's good for you. Okay, drink it. Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
Mm-hmm. So they have white tea and green tea, so.
Yeah, I found a really good tea. We were out of town last weekend, and I don't know, I love the smell of vanilla. And so I bought, no, I didn't buy at the hotel. You know, they had tea in the lobby. And this tea smells so delicious. It's called Chai Tea, Chait, and it's a vanilla chai, which is delish and smells so good. Anyway, anyone else have any questions or concerns that we can help you get over through the weekend?
Nancy?
Yes.
I'll just mention I've had a tremendous amount of success fighting whatever problem I have with my heel, and that made walking so difficult, but 1 to 2 teaspoons of a high-grade fish oil every day.
Wow.
So, okay. And it took like a month.
I had my physical last week, and I took it, and he wants us to always take in whatever we're taking nutritionally or prescription, and I, in addition to our packets, I also take another fish oil. And the original one I used last year, I probably got at a pharmacy, not knowing this before I heard Ted Aloisio. So this time I went to a more like a Whole Foods kind of place, but it wasn't Whole Foods, and I bought what I thought was a good fish oil. And my doctor said to me, you had a better fish oil last year. I said, oh. He said, there's not enough of the, which one did he say, the DHA.
Right.
I think or was it the EPA? I forget. One of them, there's not enough in here.
Right.
So, interestingly, two tablespoons?
No, I do about 2 teaspoons.
Good fish oil.
Yeah, and we've had a tremendous amount of discussion on that on the 7:30 Pacific call with Jackie Leonard. She's an expert on fish oil. And there's quite a bit of information on lifestylesupport.org about it if you do fish oil.
Yeah, well, he told me I need to have, I think he said 3,000 grams a day. I think that's what he said, or maybe it's milligrams.
The problem with most health food grade fish oil is that it'll give you gastro problems. And the one that Char recommended to me did that to me.
Uh-huh.
And so...
What kind are you using, Steve?
Nordic Naturals is what I'm using right now, but I'm not necessarily as excited as I was about the... I had more success, I believe, with my other brand that I can't think of what it was right now.
Okay, I'll go to the office.
Yeah, but it... get a hold of Jackie Leonard, or... And I can give you, I can get you her telephone number, or listen to the calls that we've done on the 7:30 calls that are on lifestylesupport.org about fish oil.
Okay.
There's a tremendous amount of information there.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
But I've had a tremendous amount of relief with that.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that one. That's great.
It took a month and a half. It was almost a month and a half to the day for my wrist that I was having a popping with all the time when I would move my wrist.
Uh-huh.
That happened the first that went the first day.
Wow.
But it took about a month and a half for my heel to give up.
Hmm. And you had the plantar fasciitis.
I have no idea what I have. I've never been to the doctor for it.
Right. Was it the bottom of your foot or the behind your ankle?
It was right in the center of my heel, on the bottom of my foot.
Right.
And what caused it was when the new black cardio strides came out. I was using them with the heavy insert.
Yeah.
With a pair of mag steps.
Me too.
And,
well, I do that with the white ones.
And the would bump down, but the heavy insert was so hard that you could hit it with a hammer and it wouldn't dent.
Right.
And so what happened was, instead of the bumps in the mag step cushing into the shoe, it cushed into my foot. And I didn't realize what I was doing, and I was determined I was going to wear those suckers.
Yeah.
And after a month and a half, I maimed myself, and I couldn't walk.
Just on one foot?
Yeah. And I was that way for a year and a half until I found that out. And then when I went, I ran out. It was Carlson's, what I was using.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I have better luck with the Carlson's cod liver oil, I think it was, then I have the Nordic Naturals, but the Carlson's gives me an upset stomach, so I have to be very, very careful with how much I do. But the Nordic Naturals doesn't have that problem because there's an algae in it that they in the health food grade that upsets a person's stomach.
Huh.
And you get to the pharmaceutical grade, they've got the algae out of it, and the algae fights with the tummy. Literally, the Carlson's literally doubled my wife over for 4 days after taking two teaspoons of it.
I remember the first time when I was buying fish oil and I asked the pharmacist what would be better, and he said do it slowly because it can give you diarrhea, so I probably started with one and I think I stayed at one. So, you know, I can understand. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, well, I appreciate all that information, Steve. That's very... very good to know.
Well, like I say, for me, I haven't had as much success with the Nordic Naturals, even though it doesn't cause the upset stomach.
Uh-huh.
But possibly the numbers aren't there.
The best
is Dr. Sears.
It's
Dr. Sears fish oil.
Okay.
You get it from Sears Labs.
Right.
But it's very expensive.
Mm.
But it didn't upset my wife's stomach. She could take it where she couldn't take the Carlson's out of the health food store.
Right.
But it's about four times as expensive.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. I appreciate that info.
You're welcome.
I mean, I know that this has been going on since probably the beginning of the summer for me, so it's been a long thing, and I'm not used to having that problem for this long.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this point, as I said the other, you know, it started this week feeling better, and I'm thrilled. And I will look for the fish oil. Thank you. Anyone else? We are way past our time. Anyone else have any closing thoughts, questions? You know, especially you new people, if you have any questions, please ask before we hang up. Then I guess that does it. We won't get to the book again. But have a super weekend, everybody. Be safe out on the roads if you have bad weather, even if you don't have bad weather. And have a good weekend eating-wise, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye.